Talisman 16 expansions exist, and not one of them fits the new box, so which edition do you actually buy? Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Buy the 5th edition, if this is your first talisman, and stay on the 4th, if you already own its expansions. Because exactly 0 of the 4th edition's 16 official expansions are compatible with the 5th. The 2 editions use different card sizes, and the 5th rewrote the ending those expansions were built around, so there is no partial upgrade path and no mixing. What everyone says, the 5th edition is a simplified remake for people who never played the original. What the rules actually changed, the famous Crown of Command endgame, the one where a player casts the command spell and everyone else slowly dies while the game refuses to finish, has been replaced by a single fight against the Elder Dragon at the center of the board. You still need a talisman to get in. You no longer need an hour to get out. That one change is the whole decision. The 4th edition gives you the biggest board in the hobby and an ending people house ruled for 17 years. The 5th gives you a smaller library and an ending that actually arrives. Let me put the useful part first, because this is a question with a genuinely clean answer and an enormous amount of noise around it. Talisman has been in print, on and off, since 1983. It has had 5 editions and 4 publishers, and the one most people mean when they say my talisman is the 4th, Games Workshop's 2007 version, revised and carried on by Fantasy Flight from 2008. That edition accumulated 16 official expansions, which is very likely the largest expansion library any fantasy adventure board game has ever had. 4 of them were whole additional boards. It is out of print. In August 2024, Avalon Hill brought the game back under license from Games Workshop as a 5th edition. 12 miniatures, a new board, a rewritten rulebook, and as of now, 2 expansions. What everybody says, the new one is a simplified version for newcomers, and the real game is the old one. What is actually true, and what nobody seems to lead with, the 2 editions do not connect at all. Not a card, not a board, not a character. The decks are physically different sizes, and the 5th edition changed the ending that the 4th edition's expansions were designed to feed into. So this is not, should I upgrade? There is no upgrade. It is a fork in the road, and you should pick the branch that matches what is already on your shelf. I will date every fact I give you. Where I could not confirm something, I have left it out rather than guess, and I have left out a good deal. Are Talisman 5th edition and 4th edition compatible? No, and this is the single fact that should decide your purchase. Not one of the 4th edition's 16 official expansions works with the 5th edition box. There are 2 independent reasons, and either one alone would be enough. The cards are physically different sizes. You cannot shuffle a 4th edition adventure deck into a 5th edition one, and no amount of goodwill fixes a deck that does not fit in the hand or the box. The ending changed. The 4th edition's expansions were built to feed a specific endgame, reach the Crown of Command, cast the command spell, and outlast everyone. The 5th edition removed that ending entirely. Expansion content, written to extend a war of attrition, does not slot into a game that now finishes with a boss fight. So there is no upgrade path, no partial migration, and no buy the new core and keep my old expansions. People ask that question constantly, and the answer is always the same. What you own already decides which edition is yours. What actually changed in Talisman 5th edition? The ending and 5 smaller cruelties. Talisman's reputation for never finishing was earned by one rule. A player reached the Crown of Command and cast the command spell over and over while everyone else was slowly ground down. The winner was usually obvious long before the game agreed to stop. The 5th edition replaced that with a fight. You still need a talisman to enter the inner region, that gate is intact, but the game now ends when someone slays the Elder Dragon at the center. It is a destination rather than a siege, and it borrows the idea from the 3rd edition. Underneath that, the edges were filed down, the toad now lasts 1 turn instead of 3, and cannot use fate while transformed, Being toted used to lose you a game, now it costs you a turn. Losing a fight gives you one fate, a universal rule applied to everyone all the time. Fate can buy movement, not just re-rolls. Spend a fate to ignore your role and move up to 6 spaces in either direction, to any space no other character occupies. Death is no longer exile. A killed character goes to the village and keeps their items, then spends the next turn buying lives. Crags no longer cost you a turn, and alignment is chosen at the start rather than drawn. None of these are dramatic on their own. Together, they remove most of the moments where Talisman used to punish a player for existing. 6 Rules, the 5th edition, quietly deleted it, is worth seeing these together, because each one corresponds to a complaint that Talisman players have been making since the 80s. The Toad, the Crags. Death sending you home with nothing. Fate that could only ever be a re-roll, losing a fight and getting nothing for it. Alignment arriving by draw rather than choice. Every one of those was a way for the game to take a turn away from you without giving anything back. The 5th edition's design brief, as far as I can read it from the rules themselves, was not make it simpler. It was stop punishing the player who is already behind. That is a meaningful distinction, and it is why I would put the 5th edition in front of a family or a group of new players without hesitation. And why a table of veterans who loved the cruelty may genuinely prefer the old one. Both positions are defensible, they are just different games now. Is the 5th edition worth buying if you already own the 4th? Usually not, and the more 4th edition you own, the clearer that gets. If your shelf holds the revised 4th core box, plus even 3 or 4 expansions, you own a physically larger game than anything Avalon Hill currently sells. 4 of the 4th edition's expansions were entire additional boards: The Dungeon 2009, The Highland 2010, The City 2013, and The Woodland 2014, that clip onto the corners and edges of the main board and turn it into a table-swallowing sprawl. The 5th edition has no equivalent, and after 2 years in print, it has 2 expansions. So the trade you would be making is, give up 16 expansions worth of content in exchange for a better endgame and nicer miniatures. There is one honest exception. If the reason your 4th edition does not get played is that nobody at your table will sit through the Crown of Command ending, then you are not choosing between libraries. You are choosing between a game that gets played and one that does not. In that specific case, buy the 5th edition, keep the 4th on the shelf, and stop feeling guilty about it. Alliances or Nemesis, which Talisman expansion should you buy first? Buy one, and buy the one that matches your table. They are not a set, and they do not stack into the same experience. Alliances, Fate Beckons was the first expansion, and it turns Talisman fully cooperative. 5 trials, each roughly 90 minutes, 5 to 7 hours to see all of it. Each trial has you find and bury 2 talismans at places of power before facing a final boss, and the villains carry escalating challenge ratings. It is genuinely hard. You should expect to lose trials and repeat them. Inside the box, 11 spell cards, 18 adventure cards, 24 double-sided strength and craft tokens, 5 figures, a doom tracker with its token, and 4 sealed envelopes holding 20 more cards that unlock as you go. 2 to 6 players. Nemesis, Call of the Hunt, is the opposite shape. One player takes the nemesis and hunts the others, who must cooperate to survive. 3 trials, about an hour each, 3 to 6 players. 5 figures come in the box: a collectible toad, a playable huntress, and 3 large mystery figures revealed by opening boxes mid-game, plus a 2-sided board overlay that converts the inner region for the trials, with the reverse usable in the base game. It arrived December 2025 at $34.99. Both require the 5th edition core box. Neither works with the 4th. If your group likes campaigns and losing, alliances. If they like one evening, a traitor, and a monster, nemesis. How hard is alliances, really? Hard enough that it changes what Talisman is for. The base game is a luck-forward adventure where the dice write most of the story. Alliances puts a doom tracker on the table, gives the villains challenge ratings that climb, and asks a group to solve 5 linked problems across 5 to 7 hours. Reviewers have compared the resulting feel to a campaign game rather than a family classic, the sort of thing that suits players who already enjoy Gloomhaven or a long D&D arc. That is a compliment and a warning in the same sentence. If you bought Talisman because it is the game where your nephew becomes a toad and everybody laughs, Alliances is not the expansion for that table. If you bought it and found yourself wishing the middle of the game had more to chew on, this is precisely the thing. Expect to lose trials. Multiple attempts per trial is normal, and the expansion is designed on that assumption. If you want the 4th edition anyway, here is how to buy it. Start with the revised 4th edition core box and add boards before you add cards. The revised 4th is the one you want. It corrected the early printings problems and introduced fate tokens. Everything after that is a hunt, because the line is out of print and prices are set by whoever is selling that week. My order, for what it is worth after a lot of evenings with it: 1. The revised 4th core box. Nothing works without it. 2. The Dungeon or the Highland. The first board expansion transforms the game more than any card expansion will. 3. The Dragon, if you want an alternative endgame, which is the 4th edition's honest answer to its own ending problem. 4. The City, then the Woodland, if the sprawl is the point. Be careful about editions when buying second-hand. Pegasus Spiel reprinted several of these, and while the Pegasus and Fantasy Flight printings of the same expansion are the same content, listings are frequently mislabeled. Check the publisher on the box, not in the title of the listing. And a caution I would give a friend: the complete 4th edition collection is a genuinely expensive, genuinely slow project. It is a wonderful one. It is not a way to get a game on the table next Friday. What comes in the Talisman 5th edition box? 12 miniatures, the board, the decks, and a rulebook that has been rewritten rather than reprinted. 2 to 6 players, ages 12 and up, $49.95 at launch. The miniatures are the headline, and they deserve to be. They are a clear step up from the 4th edition's plastic, and they arrive unpainted in a soft gray that takes paint well if that is your sort of evening. The tokens and the character standees are solid. The insert works, which is not always a given. 2 honest criticisms, both of which I have seen repeated by reviewers and both of which I would raise myself. The cards are thinner than the miniatures deserve, and the plastic cones used as markers are awkward to pick up without knocking them. Neither is a reason not to buy it. Both are reasons to sleeve the deck if you intend to play it 100 times, which, this being Talisman, you might. Final verdict: Talisman in 2026 is 2 different purchases wearing the same name. If you own the 4th edition and any of its 16 expansions, you already have the bigger game, and nothing about the 5th edition is worth breaking that up for. Your library is the reason to stay. If you own nothing and you want to actually play rather than collect, buy the 5th edition. It is in print, the miniatures are the best the line has ever had, and the endgame finally finishes instead of grinding. The thing to understand before you spend anything is that these are separate ecosystems. No card crosses over. If you want the sprawling, 4-board, 17-year version, you are buying second-hand and you are hunting. That is a lovely project, and I would not talk anyone out of it, but it is a project, not a purchase. And if you buy the 5th, buy 1 expansion, not both. Alliances turns it into a hard cooperative campaign of 5 trials. Nemesis turns it into 1 player against the table for an evening. They pull in opposite directions, and buying both at once is how a good game ends up half-learned. Frequently asked questions: are Talisman 4th edition expansions compatible with the 5th edition? Number 0 of the 16 official 4th edition expansions work with the 5th edition. The cards are physically different sizes, and the 5th edition replaced the Crown of Command endgame that those expansions were designed around. There is no partial upgrade path and no way to mix the two. Which Talisman edition should I buy in 2026? Buy the 5th edition if you own nothing and want to play. It is the only edition still in print, and it is the only one the two current expansions attach to. Stay with the 4th edition if you already own its expansions, because you already have the larger game and none of it transfers. How do you win Talisman 5th edition? You still need a talisman to enter the inner region, but the game now ends when a player slays the Elder Dragon at the center of the board. This replaces the 4th edition ending, where a player reached the Crown of Command and cast the command spell repeatedly until every other character was destroyed. How many expansions does Talisman 4th edition have? 16 official expansions were released for the 4th and revised 4th editions, including 4 full board expansions: The Dungeon 2009, The Highland 2010, The City 2013, and The Woodland 2014. The line is out of print, so all of them are bought secondhand. Is Talisman 5th edition just a simplified version? It is streamlined rather than simplified. The changes consistently remove ways the game took a turn from you without compensation. The Toad now lasts one turn instead of 3, Death sends you to the village with your items, losing a fight grants a fate, Crags no longer cost a turn, and Fate can buy movement of up to 6 spaces rather than only a reroll. Should I buy Alliances or Nemesis first? Buy the one that matches your table, not both. Alliances, Fate Beckons is fully cooperative, 5 trials of about 90 minutes each, 5 to 7 hours in total, and genuinely difficult. Nemesis, Call of the Hunt is one player against the rest across 3 trials of roughly an hour. Both require the 5th edition core box. Do the Talisman 5th edition expansions require the base game? Yes, both Alliances, Fate Beckons and Nemesis, Call of the Hunt require the Talisman 5th edition core box and are sold separately. Neither is standalone, and neither works with any earlier edition. How long does Talisman 5th edition take to play? The core game is an evening for 2 to 6 players. Nemesis trials run about an hour each. Alliances is the long one, roughly 90 minutes per trial, and 5 to 7 hours to work through all 5, with repeat attempts expected. How many miniatures come in Talisman 5th edition? 12 supplied unpainted. They are a clear improvement on the 4th edition's plastic and are widely regarded as the strongest components in the box. The cards, by contrast, are thinner than the miniatures deserve. Sleeve them if you plan to play often. Is the Talisman 5th edition worth it if I already own the revised 4th? Usually not. You would trade 16 expansions worth of content for a better endgame and better miniatures. The honest exception is a table that will not sit through the Crown of Command ending. If the 4th edition does not get played for that reason, the 5th edition is the one that will. What is the difference between Talisman 4th edition and Revised 4th edition? The Revised 4th edition, published by Fantasy Flight from 2008, corrected problems in the original 2007 Games Workshop printing and introduced Fate tokens. It is the 4th edition version to buy, and it is the one the 16 expansions were built for. Does Talisman 5th edition still have the Crown of Command? The center of the board and the requirement to carry a talisman to reach it are intact, but the win condition changed. Rather than casting the command spell until rivals are eliminated, you win by defeating the Elder Dragon, an idea carried over from the 3rd edition.